Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Christmas, we see people are, loads of people texting in saying we should do a Christmas show. I don't buy into these, you know, Grinches who are telling us that we shouldn't be doing it. Yeah, I think we need to do a Christmas show, Jane. We'll do it next week. Now, getting back to tattoos, okay? Like, I personally would never get a tattoo. It wouldn't be my bag, right? And, you know, some people wear tattoos and that's fine. That's your thing, right? But here's the thing. Let's say you went into a hotel, front of house, five-star hotel, and the person behind the counter had a visible tattoo up their neck of barbed wire or something. I don't know. Does it make any difference? Do you feel differently about the person? Does it tell you something about the person maybe that you shouldn't, you know, feel? Or, you know, or two people coming from a job interview, and they're both equally qualified, but one is riddled with tattoos, you know, from arsehole to breakfast time. I mean, would you do you think any different of them because they have tattoos? Would you judge somebody who has a lot of tattoos? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Right, let me go to Rosie. Rosie!
Hi, I'm Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Oh, sorry.
What's that? What's that?
Sorry.
What was the song by Joan Armour Trading? Oh, Rosie, don't
sorry,
you do that
no,
to
I just,
the boys.
What?
Do you remember the song by Joan Armour Trading? Oh, Rosie, don't you do that to the boys. No?
Well, Rosie's a good name.
It is a good name, Rosie.
So you can go, Rosie Posey. Oh, is this Niall Boylan?
Who do you think it was, Rosie? Huh?
I don't know. You're a legend.
Oh, thanks very much, Rosie. I appreciate it. You're a bit of a legend yourself, you know.
Legend. Ah,
you're
a legend.
You just are. You're live on the radio now, so you're a legend.
Yeah, well, I know.
Okay, so Rosie, you have tattoos. What sort of tattoos have you got?
I have one tattoo. It's on my left hand side on my wrist.
On your what? On your wrist?
Yeah, on my wrist.
Okay.
Left hand side.
Okay, and what is the tattoo? What's it of?
It's actually a sentimental thing when my dad passed away.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that.
And then my dog passed away, and then my room mom passed away. So,
oh gosh!
Yeah,
a lot of passing away is going on.
No,
yeah.
It's not a thing where you're like depressed about it. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, if you got a tattoo for everyone that passed away in your life, you'd be running out of room very quickly.
Well, as a nurse, if I got like that, I'd probably have like 150. No,
I was going to say yes. So here's the thing: do you think we still judge people because of visible tattoos? Now, not so much ones that you can't see, I suppose, but certainly visible ones. Like if you walked into a 5-star hotel and you were paying top dollar, and the girl, say, or the guy behind the counter had like barbed wire up their neck or something like that, would you judge them?
No, God, no.
Okay, just.
No.
That's
well, no, I don't think so. I think it depends on the person that would come into the hotel or the restaurant. Mm. So, I mean, people can be like very derogative, or people can be like, you know, okay, it depends on the restaurant you're in. If you're in like a very exquisite restaurant, then fair enough. But no,
that's what I'm saying. Like if you went into, say, Patrick Gibo's, which is an expensive restaurant in Dublin, or Marco Pierre White or something like that, or isn't that what it's called? Yeah, if you went into one of those restaurants and the waiter come over, you know, 5-star, you're paying like 300 quid for a meal or whatever it is, and the waiter comes over and he's riddled with tattoos, would you think differently then? Would you say, oh God, he's not top class?
Not at all. Like I've actually I lived in Dublin, but I live in Galway now, but I've been to like the Shelburne in like Dublin, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think it's kind of like a nice thing if you like, I think it's like an abbreviation of someone, like, you know,
an expression.
Someone has a tattoo. Yeah, it's an expression. Like, I have a tattoo, like, I have one tattoo. I'd never get 2, 3, 5, 7, 10, 15.
Why?
The only tattoo, because it's just it's a thing to when my dad passed
away. But there's a reason why you wouldn't cover yourself in tattoos. The reason is that you'd think that other people might think differently of you.
Well, I wouldn't really be like, friend of like a, I know like a lot of people have this like whole like tattoo like down like their like whole hands, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not really a fan of that, but like at the end of the day, it's each of their own, but like I think it's each of their own. Shouldn't it be like just like,
yeah, I mean, I understand that whole idea that people say it's an expression, right? And you know, my body is a canvas. I'm going, well, why can't you just get a canvas? You know what I mean? But yeah, why like if, I know a girl and she has a massive big butterfly, right? And it's on her chest, like on her boobs and everything, and on her chest, and it's a massive big butterfly. And I'm going, okay, that kind of looks okay now because you're 25 or 26, but that's not going to look cool when you're 60. You know what I mean? It's all wrinkled.
It's not, but like, isn't it like up to yourself as a person?
Yeah, but would you not just buy a painting of a butterfly if you really like butterflies? Why paint it or why tattoo it on your body? Do you know, by the way, interesting fact for you, Rosie, there's more money is spent in the world on removing tattoos than getting them on in the first place.
I've kind of heard about that. And I'm like, that is very true. But I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, isn't it like up to the person, like what they do with their own body?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not a person like to say, I'll get like a long tattoo in your, but it's each of their own. Like I have like one tattoo and it's on my left wrist.
Yeah, but that's really tiny. Like, you know, that's only on your wrist. That's grand.
It's a sentimental. Now, I know what people say, okay, you get one, you're going to get addicted. You're going to get another, you're going to get another. And I'm like, no, I just have one because that's a sentimental value. But like, I don't think where people get like, okay, I know I'm not allowed to say things again. You're not allowed to say things on whatever radio or whatever, but I know like, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Okay. I'll decide.
But like, I know like in a certain like airline, they say, oh, you can't have like tattoos on a certain part on your
body. Visible tattoos. Yeah.
And it's like, well, doesn't it show like the variation of who you are? I mean, how can it say like, oh, you have a tattoo? Does that say that you're a bad person? You just got one tattoo.
Some airlines are very fussy. The likes of Virgin Airlines, which would be a classy airline, they don't care.
Okay.
You can have Virgin Airlines. You can have whatever tattoos you want. They don't care, because they like people to express themselves. You've seen the ad on the TV with Virgin, all different types of people expressing themselves. But then there's other airlines, you're right, and they, as far as I know...
I don't want to mention them because I don't want to be sued.
No, you won't be sued, but I just can't remember which one it is. But I know some of the other airlines don't allow them, or they don't allow visible tattoos.
Well, I know I have three friends, and like they worked for Virgin Media, which is one. Virgin
Airlines,
Virgin Airlines, and I know like two of my other friends have worked for Aer Lingus, and they work for Ryanair. Now, Ryanair are very strict. They just basically say, "Oh, if you've any tattoos,
visible,
you're not allowed." I'm like,
you have to cover them up, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, but what is the problem?
Well, no, I just different companies have different policies surrounding it because whether you like whether you like it or I like it or not, there are people, a percentage of the population, that judge people based on their tattoos.
So we can revert the conversation into a psychological thing because I nurse and I do psychologically. So you're saying it's like, I'm not saying you personally, I'm saying to anyone that's listening. So if you basically go into, let's say, Ryanair or Aer Lingus or whatever, I don't want to like be clear.
Go on. Yeah.
Whatever. And you say, okay, so I'm going to go into... I'm going to board the flight and someone has a tattoo on their neck or their, I don't know, on their wrist.
Yeah.
Are you going to get offended by that?
I don't think most people would, but here's the thing. There is still a percentage of the population who consider tattoos.
Why?
Because
but why?
Well, let me try and find out why here. Hang on, let me go to Steve.
That's the funny part.
Okay, well, hang on. Steve. Hi, Steve. How are you?
So I was watching TikTok about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was one of these girls. She came on and she was sitting there. She said, "I went for a job in such a place, and you know, they didn't take me on because of my tattoos." Now they didn't say that directly to me, but I know. And she's having a good old whinge for herself. But may God strike me dead. She had a teardrop, one of these gang teardrops, on her face, and then across her neck and down onto her boobs. She had Satan with Satan rocks going across her.
Whoa.
Now, I mean, a huge, massive tattoo, and she's going, you know, I don't know why they wouldn't give me a job. Really?
Satan rocks is a bit of a giveaway.
Exactly. Okay. And look, a lot of these people, not all, a lot of these people come from a certain type of background.
Who?
You know what I mean?
Who, people with tattoos?
Yeah, a lot. The majority. I wouldn't say, I'd say a small minority of people who come from decent backgrounds, like your D4 people. Not many of them have tattoos. It's not the first thing they do, you know, when they turn 18 and run out and get a tattoo. But you look at people from Ballyfermot, Clondalkin, Ballymun.
So you think it's a working class thing? It's a working class thing.
It is a working class thing. Now, in fairness,
not necessarily. I mean, no, hold on a second. Look at the amount of celebrities, you know, who are superstar rich and they have tattoos. Yeah. That's not working class.
No, that's why I said a small minority of people with money actually do this. But picture the scenario. You go into a doctor's waiting room and there's chairs on the left and there's chairs on the right. There's only two people in the waiting room. On the left-hand side, there's a skinhead full of tattoos, you know, wearing a wife beater T-shirt. And on the right-hand side, there's a guy wearing
a short sleeve T-shirt. Yeah, but go on.
No, that's what they're called. I didn't come up with the name.
Yeah.
So there's a man... Yeah. There's a man on the right-hand side wearing a suit. Who are you sitting beside?
Yeah, Rosie. Would you judge the person with that tattoo and not sit beside him?
That's what I'd like to know. Like, what? Like, that's just like a bit like monogamous, like derogative.
It's a bit what? Rosie, sorry, what'd you say? It's a bit what?
Sorry, that's a derogative. Bit like,
derogative.
Derogatory. Derogative.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's
okay, great. But Rosie, be honest. You walk into the doctor's surgery, the waiting room, the guy on the left, you know, what T-shirt did you call it now?
Short sleeve shirt, that'll do you for fine.
Short sleeve shirt, skinhead.
Sleeveless shirt, yeah, go on.
Sleeveless shirt, skinhead, egg down the front of his white shirt, full of tattoos, and a guy in a business suit. Who are you sitting beside? Be honest.
I'd be sitting beside anyone. It's like, it's just normal.
Be honest, you have a choice. You have a choice. Who are you sitting beside?
I'd sit beside anyone that's just like normal. It's like,
no, that's the, you know you're avoiding the answer. You're avoiding the... You're going to sit beside the person who looks... You're going to sit beside the person who looks respectable.
So you're telling me that tattoos don't look respectable?
No, they don't look respectable, no.
Sorry, Rosie, what are you trying to say there? Speak up a little bit.
That just makes me laugh. I've worked as a nurse for a long time. So you think that you go into, okay, so sorry, who's the other person on the line?
Steve is his name.
Steve, okay, Steve, I'll give you like a question or give you a question. So please. You go in, let's say, well, I'm not going to say something that's a bit, you went to, let's say, a doctor's room and someone turns around to you and says, whatever, like a receptionist, and they've got like 20 tattoos and they say, look, yeah, like we can talk to you about this. And you're straight away going to like have a party and say, oh, this is not normal because they've got 20 tattoos. But then you're going to turn around to a doctor that has no tattoos. But how are you supposed to say who's right or who's wrong? Maybe the other person on the left who has 20 tattoos has actually got a more doctorate than the other person.
Here's the thing. If the receptionist had a million tattoos, if she was one complete tattoo, I will still deal with the woman because it's within my best interest. But you've avoided my question answering. It's within my interest. So you've avoided, who are you sitting beside? The guy on the left with the tattoos?
She said she doesn't care. She did answer.
No, she said, No.
Sit didn't care.
No, it's not about not caring. You have a choice. You're going to sit down.
It's a bit of a stupid question because you have to sit somewhere, right? You have to sit on either side. So the point she's making is it doesn't matter. It's a random choice. She doesn't judge the person. That's what she said.
Of course. Niall, you know as well as I do, everybody in that situation.
I'm sitting beside the guy with the suit on him.
Thank you. And that's what she should say and just be honest about it. And
not just because of the tattoo, because of his bad dress sense and his skinhead as well.
And the skinhead.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me go to Wade. Stay there for a second. Thanks, Rosie. Let me go to Wade. Wade, hi, how are you?
Hey, now. Long time.
Good. Wade. So, Wade, you heard Steve, you know, basically he's saying people with tattoos, it's a kind of class distinction, you know what I mean? It's a certain type of class of people that have tattoos.
Yeah. See, okay. I will start off by saying I can understand his perspective, right? I guess based on stereotypes.
Are you on a speakerphone, Wade? Because it's kind of hard to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Well, okay, but yeah, you're not on a speakerphone, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, go on.
All right, so I will start off by saying I can understand Steve's point of view. It's all based on stereotypes, and like I guess, I don't want to say historically, but track record kind of associates or indicates that certain group of people are the ones that are likely to have tattoos. However, that comes as a result of that's a viewpoint that isn't open. Or that is open to change, and you can't go ahead and pigeonhole people just because a stereotype has arisen from a certain trend. Doesn't mean that that's the full general case for everybody. And at the same time, even people who might be under a certain classification aren't necessarily what you deem them to be just because they look a certain way. And I feel like assessing people based on how they look, it kind of takes away the chance of actually giving them an opportunity, which I don't think is fair.
Can I ask you a question, Wade? You walk into a courtroom, will the barrister have a tattoo? Will the barrister or the judge have a tattoo? I doubt it. Not certainly not a visible one. Okay.
Well, yeah, see, so...
Okay, so the point I'm making is, right, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with tattoos. What I'm saying is, if you know that there's a stereotype or a perception about visible tattoos, right, and you're aware of that perception, as most of us are, why would you get one?
Mm-hmm. Because that shouldn't be what defines you as a person. That's my point. So this is what I was actually going to get at, which actually was in relation to Steve's example earlier about the girl on TikTok. Now, I will certainly agree that it is important that you understand the setting as to, or your environment. So, for example, you're not going to go for a dinner where you can specify to dress formally and wear a jean because there is a standard. So if you are going to a corporate setting, you can't be surprised that if you have a teardrop tattoo on your face, you're not getting hired, of course. But like if you have any tattoo anywhere else on your arms or like whatever on your shoulders,
well then that's being a bit hypocritical, isn't it? On one hand, you're saying that perception shouldn't be true and, you know, people shouldn't be put into those stereotypical categories. But yet you shouldn't be surprised, you're saying in your own words, if you don't get hired because you have a teardrop on your face.
Yes, because of standards depending on the setting. If you're going to work in a corporate setting area, that's fair. It's not surprising that would happen. If you're going to work in Starbucks, for example, that's different. That's what I'm saying. So certain places and certain corporations and certain establishments have different standards, but you shouldn't. I don't believe it's right to set the same standard for every single establishment because not every establishment is the same.
Okay, hang on, the reason I'm talking about this is because Leo Varadkar said he might consider getting a tattoo, right? And people are saying, well, the reason he's getting one now is because he's not the Taoiseach anymore. It wouldn't have been appropriate to be have the leader of the country having a tattoo. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be visible or not. So that's what you're saying. As a leader of the country, you don't think it would be appropriate.
No, it wouldn't. But what popped into my head was Leo Varadkar getting a tattoo of a unicorn with the rainbow flag across. I wonder why I thought of that.
Whenever he gets his own business, right? But go on.
Another thing as well to take into consideration. Now, I have 3 tattoos and they're a huge regret. Because here's the thing. Most people don't realize. You look at, you know, one of these stupid programs like Love Island and you see them going around as the lads, you know, washboard ads and their tattoos all over. And sure, they look great. They look like models. What the hell is going to happen to them when gravity takes over, when they age? It looks shit. Have you ever seen an old person with tattoos? It's awful. And they're not taking that into consideration. They're destroying their body for later life just for a moment of vanity. That's all it is.
Well, that's why, like, I mean, obviously, I kind of feel when you get tattoos, a bit of common sense applies with getting them. For example, obviously, if you're going to get a full sleeve when you're young, that looks great. But the older you get, that doesn't look so great. So a bit of logic when getting tattoos goes a long way, I feel.
Absolutely, but common sense and tattoos don't go in the same sentence, because if you had common sense, you wouldn't be getting a tattoo in the first place.
Nah, Steve, I don't agree with that. I feel like you could get a tattoo with common sense. You'd just be more strategic as to what type of tattoo you get and where you put it.
Okay, give me an example.
I don't know. Like, for example, this is probably going to be a pretty intense, but the birthday of your parents tattooed on your shoulder, for example, because they passed away. Like, that's something people do.
Would you not just get a mask card?
Yeah, or just remember it. I mean, it's very simple. You're not going to forget the day they died.
I don't see Wade. Yeah, now, maybe it's just me, Wade, but I just don't get that idea of, you know, putting the date. Or I know somebody else who has the first line of their favorite song, the lyrics on their back, and I'm going, why? Just write it on a piece of paper. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, guys, people have different ways of expressing sentimental feeling. You know?
Destroying your body, because that's what they're doing. They're doing something that a lot of people, as Niall said earlier on, they're spending a lot of money on getting these tattoos removed because it is a momentary. It's a moment of madness. Because when I got mine done, I thought, you know, oh yeah, I'm hip, I'm cool, I'm, you know, I look great. These look awesome. They don't look awesome. They don't. I have an angel going across my back with its ass cheek shown, and now I'm going, what in the name of Jesus Christ was I thinking?
Steve, that is a dumb tattoo. Mm-hmm. Kelly, I don't think not much thought went into that. That's
no, that
point.
doesn't age well.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm going to be 100% honest here and explain to everybody. And people will go, oh, yeah, the whole thing that he's gay. Here, you remember the TV show years ago with David Baranza or whatever his name was?
Who?
Angel?
Who?
You know Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember there was a guy in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, really decent looking lad? His name was Angel in it. He had an angel tattoo on his back, and it's the exact same one as that.
You moron. Yeah.
So you took reference.
I know.
You took reference to a tattoo from Buffy the Vampire.
It's Buffy the Vampire, yeah.
Jeez, I've heard
so
it all
out. That's why.
Okay, but sorry, Wade, just to get back to, so, you know, two people go for a job in a bank or a financial center, whatever, I don't know, corporate situation, and they're both equally qualified. But one is tattooed, you know, from top to bottom. You know, even a little bit of visible stuff coming up onto the neck. I know, I can tell you now, if you secretly asked, you know, 100 employers, I guarantee you a huge percentage will say, I'm hiring the one without the tattoos, if they're equally qualified for the job.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Why get tattoos? If you know that perception is there, why get them?
Yeah, because...
You'll be immediately disadvantaged.
Here's the thing. If people don't actually actively do things differently, or if you people aren't aware of the differences that other people have, nothing changes and people end up living the same type of following the same type of protocols. It doesn't open a field or an opportunity for people who are different, or people who have different views, or people who might want to do things
the stereotype not exist for a very good reason. Because it is an idiotic thing to do. You know,
No. The stereotype exists because of what tattoos meant in the past, Steve.
Yeah.
So, the stereotype exists because if you go back to the 1950s and 60s, it was hard men, you know, got tattoos. Women didn't get tattoos.
I understand that, Niall. Yeah. I get that. But here's the thing. The perception of tattoos have slightly changed. And as I just said, most people who get tattoos are quite young, and it is an idiotic thing to do because you are scarring your body. You are making a momentary, you're making a decision in a momentary madness decision. You know, you're saying to yourself, this will look cool now. You're not thinking about your future. So it does say a lot. When I see a young person, I seen a guy, oh, for fuck's sake, I seen a young guy, he was only about 18, and he got his entire forearm tattooed with a lion on it saying, the boss. I was like, you bleeding twit, you gobshite, you know. And that says a lot about your mentality, that you're a twit. And there's no way I'd hire a guy like that who thinks, A, you're the boss with the lion of the jungle on you, going across you. It says a lot about the person. Now, I get it with the whole sentimentality thing, you know, mom and dad are those fucking idiots who put I love Mary across their arm, you know.
And then they break up with Mary.
And then they break up with Mary and they have to put in another name below it or have it removed. You know, it isn't a smart choice.
Okay, well, hang on. Stay there for a second, Wade and Steve. Let me go to Valerie as well. Valerie, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how's things?
Good. So, as I said, I started off saying, but Leo Varadkar, you know, was thinking of getting a tattoo. I don't know what he...
I agree with... What's that boy's name again?
Steve.
Steve. I totally agree with you, man.
Oh, you agree with him, but it says on my screen, Valerie loves tattoos.
Who said that, Niall?
It says on my screen, Jane must have put it up, so you must have told Jane you liked them.
It was Zoe.
Zoe, whatever. Did you tell her you liked tattoos?
Well, I do, because I have to.
Well, then why you have to agree?
Oh,
I do, because my daughters like tattoos.
Right, so you feel bad if you come on and said anything different.
I know, I'm okay.
Tell me what you really think, but tell me what you really think of tattoos.
I think they're cool. Nowadays, they used to be like, you know, like Steve was saying, oh, hard, I have a tattoo, you know, or man, like. But now it's kind of cool to have a tattoo. And it's like back to what you were saying about, you know, at an interview.
Yeah.
I think it might have changed a little bit in that sense.
Yeah.
And I suppose we're just getting used to people getting tattoos. And do we care at the end of the day, like?
Do we care? Well, well, clearly people do care. They care enough to kind of judge others.
Oh. But it's not cool to judge anyway, is it?
Well, people do. That's just life, Valerie. You don't judge your daughters, obviously. But when your daughters were getting the tattoos, did you say to them, "Don't do that"?
No, I said, "Do if you want, absolutely, go ahead."
Well, then I don't know how you come on and said you agreed with Steve because he doesn't like your daughters. Yeah. He doesn't even know them.
Well, now hold on a second, Noel. I didn't say I don't like her daughters. Jesus Christ, that's gone a little bit far. And can I also point something? Can I point something?
You said you didn't
something?
Like people with tattoos.
No, I didn't say I don't like people with tattoos. I never said that. I want to point something out also as well. You know these arseholes who come along and say, yes, I'm original, I'm artistic, and that's why I have tattoos all across me. You're not original, you bleeding idiot. You know, 100 million people have that same tattoo as you. There's nothing original about that. Oh, it's sentimental value. I got my father across my back, did you? Yeah, again, like another million people. You know,
you know the latest thing is, by the way, is
the ashes. Ashes.
Yeah, is to get the ashes of the dead person mixed with the ink and tattooed into you.
That is disgusting.
Now, I know somebody who got his dog's ashes mixed with the ink.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that one's a little weird.
That's nasty.
So what did you say, Valerie? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
what's right with it?
Well, that's another good question.
But Valerie, and I'm going to say this to you and Wade, the tattoo lovers. I want to say to you, you do know, and I mentioned at the start of the show there, or the start of the topic, that there's more money spent per head of population on removing tattoos than there is on tattoos themselves. What does that tell you?
That tells me people don't think. And that's what I'm saying. There are people who get tattoos without thinking about what they're getting. Hence why you find more people wanting to remove tattoos because of
what kind
of tattoo they got.
Well, his name is Wade.
Yeah, hence the caliber of people who get tattoos, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry, Wade, do you want to say something to Wade, Valerie? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to introduce myself. Hi, Wayne. I'm Valerie.
No, Wade. I don't know whether he's single or not.
Wade. Sorry, no.
Hi, Valerie. What's good?
So, anything else? Hi, I'm Valerie. I'm 5'6". Go on. Sorry, Valerie.
I'm actually 5'7.5".
5'7.5". Okay, yeah. Three kids recently separated. So, Valerie, do you want to just chat to Wade there? Myself and Steve will just go off somewhere and... No.
That sounds weird, Noel.
Sorry, Valerie. I mean, if you walked into a 5-star hotel, top rank, you know, and the girl or the guy behind the counter had like barbed wire tattooed up their neck, would you think any differently of them?
I would think equal opportunities regardless of what they've done with their skin.
Equal opportunities.
Have you ever seen the tattoo? There's one where they get this tattoo of a woman with her legs spread on your belly button. And
Jesus
your belly
Christ.
Button looks like a Mary.
Ah,
no, but here's the thing. again, this is the caliber of people, Niall.
Your belly button looks like you're Mary.
Steve, this is why. Here, Steve, this is why you have a problem with tattoos and stuff like that. That's why. That's exactly
Steve,
why.
Where have you been? I think we need to talk about you, not just mental health.
I agree.
Or tattoos, sorry.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I think you need interventions. I don't know what you were looking up online, but it needs to be. Go ahead, sorry, wait.
No, sorry. Now I was just going to say the more examples Steve gives, it really gives me a bit more insight of perspective.
Yeah. All right, listen, guys. I have to take a break. Keep texting Steve. Stay with me for a second. The number, by the way, is 0871880008. That's 0871880008. The reason we're talking about it is for two reasons. The Pope has put out his guidelines. For the whole year 2025, out of respect and dignity of the workplace, visible tattoos and body piercings are forbidden if you happen to be working for the Pope, although that'd be odd in the first place. There's very few people working there now, I'd imagine. Those days are kind of numbered. Also, Leo Varadkar has said he might consider getting a tattoo now that he's no longer the Taoiseach. So I assume that he believes that it maybe wasn't appropriate for him to have a tattoo as the Taoiseach. I'm assuming by that comment that that's what he believes. Now, I'm not suggesting, by the way, he's disrespecting people with tattoos, but maybe he believes that people would take him, you know, world leaders and stuff would take him more seriously, you know, in Europe when he's over shaking hands with President Biden in Washington or whatever it is. You know, like if he had a tattoo up his neck or something, not that I think he's going to get on it like that. But you know what I mean? Maybe world leaders wouldn't take him as seriously if he had visible tattoos. I would ask you, do you judge people with tattoos? Are visible tattoos inappropriate? All right, some of your texts are coming in, by the way. Somebody says, Niall, I have to agree with Steve on this occasion. I'm an employer and I wouldn't hire somebody with a visible tattoo. I'm pretty sure some of my staff have tattoos, but they're well covered up and I haven't really noticed them. But certainly I wouldn't go out of my way to hire somebody with a visible tattoo. Not 100% right. Most employers probably wouldn't hire somebody with a visible tattoo unless it was in one of those trendy jobs like the GameStop or whatever it happens to be. Yeah, I understand. Those kind of game shops, they're kind of trendy people with pink hair and stuff like that, aren't they? Stay there, please, Wade and Steve. Let me just go to James. James, hi, how are you?
How are you now?
How you doing, James? James, is there anything wrong with visible tattoos?
Well, not really in my opinion, it's not. But, I mean, the only issue is what I found wrong is, like, when you get a tattoo, it just sort of burn. And parents who have teenagers that are under 18 will not like it. I remember actually Adrian, when he used to be on the show, talking about this. And he said that for tattoos for wearing, you know, in schools and all, thinks it's ridiculous. Now, tattoos are strictly forbidden in schools, of course, but...
But most people in schools couldn't get tattoos because the regulations, self-regulatory, by the way, suggest that you don't tattoo people under the age of 18. But however, go on. So it wouldn't be a huge issue in schools. I don't know why you brought that up. It wouldn't be a huge issue.
Wouldn't? No.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. But do you judge people who have tattoos, visible tattoos?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you judge people who have visible tattoos?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know why I would. Like, I just, that would be wrong for judging someone for having tattoos. Like they just judge people because they think they're bad people, but that's not the case at all. Like, people just wear tattoos because they just like it, basically.
I don't like the word wear. You don't wear a tattoo. It's there permanently. It's not like, you know, a shirt you can take off.
Sorry,
yeah.
I think that's the wrong way.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, you know, when you say you wear something, so it's permanently there. But, I mean, if you walked in somewhere into a high-class restaurant or hotel and somebody had, you know, barbed wire tattooed around their neck or maybe a tattoo of a teardrop on their face, would you have a problem with that?
It would be a little bit weird, yeah, to have a tattoo on your face, all right? Because
why you're judging them now? Why are you judging them? You told me it's wrong to judge.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't mean to judge, but
you just did. Just, yeah.
It just wouldn't make any sense for people to have tattoos around their face.
But if they want to express themselves, that's what they want to do. So why? Who are we to judge them?
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
judging.
Sorry, Steve.
calling it weird is judging them, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I imagine so.
So there you go. Can I ask James a question? James, earlier I asked a girl a question and she wouldn't really answer about the doctor's surgery thing, but I'm going to pose a different question to you. Let's say you're walking down O'Connell Street and it's late at night and you walk down, you have to go somewhere, you have to go down an alleyway. And in the alleyway is the same bald guy, tattoos all over him, you know, long leather jacket. Don't know why he's wearing that. But would you continue walking down the laneway if you saw this guy standing there?
Why are you going down an alleyway, bro?
What?
Sorry, James?
Why are you going down an alleyway?
You have to get somewhere. I don't know. Use your imagination.
Come on, man.
I don't know, guys.
You're setting him up.
I don't really know much about tattoos.
Do you not? That's right. Well, we are kind of discussing it, James. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, so let's just try and work on this conversation together, James, before one of us dies. James, we are discussing tattoos. Yeah. You don't know much about them.
I've never worn them, but I'm just saying in my personal opinion that. I am, if I do apologize for the general men about tattoos on their face, but.
You don't have to apologize, James. I judge somebody if they have tattoos on their face. You don't have to apologize. Yeah. It's okay to have an opinion.
It's just a very hard topic to discuss about tattoos.
Is it?
Like.
Well, there you go. Here we are discussing it now, James, and we're having a ball. James, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let me go to Susan. Susan, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Niall?
Oh, God, it's like getting blood from a stone. Sorry. Susan, you're 57 and you've got tattoos. You love them.
Yes.
Okay.
I love them. And I love Steve's kind of fantasy of walking into an alleyway and a guy with a long leather jacket.
It's like The Matrix or something. Yeah,
The Matrix or one of those kind of vampire Morpheus movies or something. Yeah.
Well, he did say he was a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, hence he got a tattoo on his back of an angel. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Susan, how many tattoos have you got?
So I've got one, two, three.
Three,
so
okay.
Behind my left ear, I have a little lavender sprig with a little daisy sprig.
Okay.
Because I work with natural products and I use all natural herbal ingredients in my products.
Okay.
On my left hand, I have a little lotus flower with a domestic violence survivor ribbon over it.
Okay.
And on my left foot, I have some flowers.
Okay. You're into the old flowers. Four. Yeah. That was three. Three, Steve.
That was four.
No, the one on our hand
two
is
sprigs. Behind the ear.
Two sprigs.
No, behind the ear, the two little flowers are entwined, Steve.
They're entwined.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get you. Can I ask you a question? You said the lavender and the chamomile stuff, it's because you work with natural products.
Yeah.
Is what you're tattooing into yourself natural?
What do you mean, is it natural?
Is it natural?
Well, the ink that you're using.
Well, it's ink. Mm. Yeah, I suppose it's as natural as anything else you have put into your teeth or when you have surgery or anything like that, I suppose.
Mm. Well, to be fair, Steve, I don't believe there's any evidence that tattoos are dangerous or cause anything.
Well, I mean, there are some tattoos where you can't have an MRI.
That's only because because the metal's in the ink, isn't it, or something like that?
I've had an MRI and I've had a CT scan, I've only had surgery.
Okay, that's what I said. Recently.
And did it concern you, Susan, when you were getting the little sprig of lavender? I love the smell of lavender, by the way. When you were getting the sprig of lavender behind your ear, did that concern you because it would be visible? Or is it visible? Is your hair long or how does that work?
No, I don't actually look at it like that because when I see women that don't have tattoos but they have these huge long eyelashes, I think they come from the little animals, the minks. And then they have hair extensions, which probably come from India or Romania
from
or
humans,
wherever.
Yeah,
someone
yeah.
else's head. Then they're orange from the fake tan. Then they have huge lips like cushions, like couch cushions, and great big long nails. And I'm just kind of thinking, hold on, mine look far more attractive. I dress quite classy. I'm looking at the difference between me and them, and to be quite honest, I think that I look actually nicer.
Yeah, That's a fair point, Steve, isn't it? You know, I mean, if she didn't have tattoos and she had those big plumped up lips, you know, the ones you feel like you could lick them and stick them to a window.
No, stop. Yeah.
Like I wear a little bit of makeup. Well, I dress nicely. I wear dresses. You know,
well, Susan, maybe you'll be able to answer this question for me because you're a female. Mm. What is this trend with women having their eyebrows tattooed? So they have no hair there, but they have like the Nike symbol tattooed. It looks ridiculous.
The Nike
going
symbol?
Going across as an... It's that, it's that kind of sharp, probably, stupid look.
Yeah, some of them probably do look a bit silly, but a lot of them are other different forms of putting eyebrows on your... eyebrows, like there's a kind of a dye.
But they already have eyebrows.
No, it's from being women from... sorry, Susan, for interrupting here. But I think it's because women tend to pluck their eyebrows quite a lot. And unfortunately, eyebrow hairs don't grow back as quickly as hair. Because it is of the pubic.
In the 90s, it was kind of over-plucked look. That was the fashion. Also, you've got women with thyroid problems and menopausal problems.
Or alopecia.
Where they lose half of their eyebrow. Mm. Yes, of course, alopecia as well.
I've met girls who are like 16, 17 years of age with tattooed eyebrows and going, grow your own. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, they're going to HD things.
Steve, a lot of those are not tattooed. They could be another form of adding a tattoo print, but with a dye. And what they do is they leave this dye on for longer than the normal tinting process. And what that does is it dyes, but it lasts longer. It's not
women are bleeding mental.
And also, instead of getting it done every 6 weeks, some of them will get it done every 2 weeks. So it's kind of dye on top of dye. Usually by the time they get a little bit older, they kind of get out of that. And they'll kind of clean that up a little bit, go away from the orange tan. People are starting to get fillers removed now from their faces and their lips.
What's the story with that fake tan with the dirty hands and dirty ankles? I don't know.
Do you know what?
They look like dirty hands.
I swear to God, this is the true story. I was in a gym about, I was a good 6 months ago, and there was these girls that came in. There's about four of them, three or four of them.
Like Umbalumbus.
And they got into... Yeah, no, they were as orange as bedamned. They were like Trump. But they got into the sauna, and I swear to God, the water turned orange. It was like tomato soup.
Well, a
girl served me in a shop the other day. She's a nice girl, young girl, about 17 or 18. But the back of her hands looked like they were filthy dirty because it was the fake tan. And it was,
but don't forget, these are young girls, and they're trying to find their way in the world, in fashion and everything else. And look, if I look back on the 80s and see some of the things I wore... You know, I'd probably be
mortified. Yeah, me too. Okay, but what, Susan, would you get bigger tattoos? Would you get anything more substantial, like on your arm or your back or, you know?
I thought, whenever I get a tattoo, I really think about it for a long time before I do it, and it has to mean something to me. I had a thought of doing like a dream catcher on my thigh, and it would only have been really me that would have saw it because I don't tend to walk around with skirts up my ass at my age. So it would have been just for me. And this comment that some people make, like, oh, as you get older now, isn't that going to look awful when it's wrinkly? Mm-hmm. I'm going to look awful anyway because I'm getting wrinkly and old. So do you know what I mean?
Well, you might age gracefully. But can I ask you another question, Susan? Would you judge somebody? Or, you know, say somebody who has a visible tattoo of, say, barbed wire on their neck or a teardrop on their face or...
Not at all.
Or the tramp stamp.
I tell you what, over my 57 years, some of the nicest people I've met have had tattoos. And they
why do you think...
They will slice you into pieces. But when you actually get to know them, they're some of the kindest, softest people.
And that's probably true. But why do you think corporate companies, you know, have dress codes where they say no visible tattoos, five-star restaurants or hotels... won't let staff have visible tattoos. They must be covered. Why do you think that is?
Because some people still are judging it. But don't forget, times are changing. More people are getting tattoos. When I bought a car there 2 months ago, the salesman in the car showroom, he had his tattoos showing and his sleeves were short. And I said, oh, fair play to you. It's nice to see that coming out into... that kind of environment.
Susan, why would you encourage something that's going to put you at an immediate disadvantage?
Because it's something that... Sorry?
Why would you encourage something that's going to put someone at an immediate disadvantage?
No, it's not, because things change.
It is.
And things that people couldn't do 50 years ago are now acceptable. So times change and it hasn't changed that quick.
Sorry, Wade, you're trying to say something there, Wade. Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with Susan.
I'm just saying, yeah, well, her points are correct. Like things that weren't acceptable a few years ago are acceptable now.
Mm.
And I know Steve, you say it hasn't changed that quickly, but it's not about how quickly it changes. It's just simply the fact that it changes. We're not, but you're still at a disadvantage.
True or false, you're still at a disadvantage. You're not going to get a job.
I think he was one of the nicest salespeople I've ever dealt with when I bought a new car.
What sort of car did you buy?
Oh, it was only a little Yaris crossover, you know, the little Jeep type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Okay.
It's like a Transformer shoe.
Huh?
It looks like a Transformer shoe, that car.
I've had every type of Merc, BMW, you name it, throughout my life. And I have to say that and the CHR have been my favourite drives so far.
Okay.
And I would recommend them to anyone. And they're hybrids, so they're not EVs.
Yeah,
And they are very cheap to run, and they're so comfy to drive, and that's what I look at now.
Yeah, I'm not reading good stories about EVs at the moment. So if your people are buying cars, maybe have a good think about that. They're losing value very quickly. Yeah, sorry, Steve. Yeah, go on.
Can we all just agree
like
on something?
A little jumping around. It's like a little jumping bunny there, waiting to ask questions.
He is, isn't he? He's just gagging to ask another question. Maybe he likes you, Susan,
okay,
or something. I don't know.
So,
yeah, go on.
Yeah, Steve, you go in and I'll go after you.
I don't think I could turn him.
Steve, go on. Why do you want to ask her now, Steve?
Right. Can we all agree that you are at somewhat of a disadvantage if you have a tattoo for your employment
in a visible future. Place. In a visible place.
Yes. So yes or
yes.
No? Can we all agree on that?
Yeah, I think we'd all agree there is somewhat a disadvantage.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I owned my own business as an auctioneer, estate agent, whatever you want to call it. And I didn't have that attitude. Now, I didn't have the one on my hand at the time. And I only got that when I closed my business because it was something I wanted for about 40 years. When I grew up in London, my best friend was Pakistani. And for my 18th birthday, her and her family did a big 18th birthday party for me. They bought me a sari, the bindi, and they did the henna on my hands and my feet. And I loved it so much, I really wanted to have a permanent version of that.
Mm.
But I was going into an industry where that wouldn't have been acceptable.
No, you frowned upon, of course.
Exactly. So again, my question...
I closed my business in 2018 and I could not wait to go in and get this tattoo on my hand.
Okay.
Kind of Indian
style. Again, why would you promote something that's going to put somebody at a disadvantage?
Well, see, Steve,
I don't think I came on here and told everybody to get one. I don't think I promoted it. I mean, I made my decision based on the fact that I might lose business because people might not like it. But then that was in 2018. You know, it's now 2024. Who knows, in another 3 or 4 years' time, as more people start to be able to be allowed. I mean, there's some really high class.
If I came to you with advice.
That allow their staff to have them on the flights, because I think you were talking about that earlier, and these would be much classier than the lights of Ryanair.
I understand that.
So it is starting to change. Whether we
are you suggesting Ryanair is not classy?
Right, here now.
I'm only saying.
Now let's be real here.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Michael O'Leary be very unhappy about this.
Susan, I come
you
to
know.
You.
What,
you
happen, know. What will happen is people will be allowed to because, you know, you're not just judging their hand or their foot or whatever.
Stop asking Susan questions. I'm the host of the show. I'll ask her the bloody questions, right?
I have to ask questions.
No, Susan, can I just ask you a question?
Sorry. It was my turn.
Yeah, it is your show, Niall.
Well, it is my show, in fairness. Susan,
now,
I mean...
can I ask a question?
No, not yet, Wade. You can't wait till I'm finished, okay? Susan, you know, when I look at people getting themselves covered in tattoos, you know, and I'm thinking about what Steve said a few minutes ago, that we all agree that you put yourself at a disadvantage, depending, I suppose, what your career path in life is. If your career path is to work in GameStop or Starbucks, as Wade said earlier on, or one of those kind of trendy places, well, then it doesn't matter. But if you have a career path where you want to be an accountant or a barrister or a judge or a politician or whatever it is, generally speaking, those tattoos are going to be frowned upon. So why would you do it? This is the point. Why put yourself, or if it's your kids, your 19-year-old daughter or son, you know, why would you let them put themselves at a disadvantage by having a visible tattoo?
That's what I was going to
and,
ask.
And that's very prevalent to my situation because my son has just finished his master's psychology degree and he wanted tattoos. So I said to him, look, this is a story, Sean. I waited 30 years to have the one on my hand that I was dying for every day because I didn't want to put anyone off doing business with me by judging me and thinking that I was a person that I wasn't, which I most certainly am not. And I just said to him, get your couple of tattoos, get them in a place where people can't see you, because when you start to work out there in the world of psychology, you don't want to put yourself at a disadvantage. Then see how it goes over the next few years and more people. And as I said, when I bought my car 3 months ago, that chap that sold that to me was so kind and he was so respectful. And I've met an awful lot of car dealers over my life. And I have to say an awful lot of them are very arrogant and rude. But this chap was particularly nice and caring. And you know what? I just said to myself, that's what we need. We need people to be able to show what they want to put on their body and be nice people. And then that will get rid of that kind of reputation that people with tattoos have.
But still, in the meantime, you advise your son not to.
Sorry?
But only because of the what she's saying is that there is a perception, that, although she believes the perception is incorrect.
Niall. This is my point. This is my point. The dude in the doctor surgery, you know, are in the laneway. Probably the nicest guy in the face of the earth.
You've been thinking about that laneway, haven't you? Yeah.
Probably a really decent dude and the guy in the suit would stab you to death. Probably. But unfortunately, for now, we have got that
perception.
Well, at
least if he did stab you in the middle of the doctor's surgery, you're in the right place. By the way, Martin says, Niall, as you know, I don't like tattoos, but with all that's going on in this country, if I ever did get a tattoo, it would be in bold typeface, deep black, I will not comply. So
there you go. Yeah. And that would suit you down to the ground, Niall. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those. I will not comply.
And put some lavender around it as well.
Yeah, vote Niall Boylan number one. That's what I should
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Susan, thank you very much indeed. Yeah. I appreciate you. Steve, thanks very
you're
much.
Welcome.
Yeah, Wade, do you want to say
okay,
something there?
Take
Sorry,
care,
Wade.
Guys.
Bye, Wade. Do you want to say something, Wade, before
yeah,
you go?
Take care, Susan.
Oh, you
yeah, yeah. Now, so let me say this. Well, two things. First off, if no one did it, there isn't going to be any change, right? So that's a fact. So hence why it is important that, well, not important, maybe, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
People do things differently.
Yeah.
Second, I would just say this. If I was a manager trying to hire two people, if I one of my candidates was someone with tattoos on their face and the other had tattoos visible up until just their neck, I would pick the person with the person who had tattoos visible up until their neck. Because, frankly speaking, running an office, I don't believe the reputation that or the image that I have of my company matches someone with tattoos on their face.
Mm.
But it matches the other. So it come again, this is me reiterating the point that setting is very important.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.